is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russia and China Monday blocked a draft United Nations Security Council resolution calling for a 7-day ceasefire in the Syrian city of Aleppo. The resolution also called for unimpeded access for the delivery of humanitarian aid to the city. Russian Ambassador Vitaly Churkin says the resolution would only worsen the suffering of civilians. The foreign ministers of China and Iran have urged the governments that signed the Iran nuclear accord to continue to adhere to the agreements, regardless of what they called any changes in the domestic situations of the countries concerned. Their remarks would appear to be directed at U.S. President-elect Donald Trump. NATO foreign ministers hold year-end talks Tuesday in Brussels. They will be focusing on forging closer ties with the European Union, which recently unveiled an ambitious new plan for defense funding and research. The upcoming administration of U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is also likely to be a key topic of discussion. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the alliance will be fine.
We're going to be okay. We're going to make it, folks, and I'm absolutely confident about that. We just have to keep our heads about it and stay steady and keep working in the same direction. And this alliance is not just about the United States and Germany. This alliance is critical to everybody on this planet.
John Kerry.
Je suis candidat.
French Socialist Prime Minister Manuel Valls announcing he will run as president in next year's election. He spoke Monday to an audience outside of Paris. He said he'll quit his job as prime minister Tuesday. This is VOA News. Austrian presidential candidate Alexander Van der Bellen, an independent supported by the Green Party, is the projected winner of Sunday's election. Euroskeptic Norbert Hofer appears to have lost by a 7% margin. The United Nations is launching a record appeal of $22.2 billion to provide life-saving assistance for nearly 93 million of the world's most vulnerable people. Lisa Schlein reports.
The United Nations says the world is facing the biggest humanitarian crisis since World War II. It says more than 128 million people affected by conflict, displacement, and natural disasters need urgent support. Of this number, the UN is appealing for money to help nearly 93 million of the most acutely vulnerable people in need of immediate life-saving assistance. UN Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs Stephen O'Brien says money from this multi-billion dollar appeal will make a vital difference in the lives of tens of millions of people. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has picked neurosurgeon Ben Carson, formerly one of his Republican rivals, to be Secretary of Housing and Urban Development when the new administration takes office. Washington, D.C. police have arrested a man who shot up a pizza place, claiming he was self-investigating charges that a child sex trafficking ring run by former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was operating out of the restaurant. The outrageously false story had circulated during the recent presidential campaign, one example of the so-called false news making its way around the internet. No one was injured in the incident Sunday at the restaurant known as Comet Ping Pong. The restaurant's owner reported having gotten death threats before the election. Police arrested a 28-year-old man from North Carolina. Philippines Vice President Leni Robredo has resigned from her cabinet post after President Rodrigo Duterte banned her from attending cabinet meetings. Although she is giving up her cabinet portfolio, she will continue to serve as vice president. A Gambian court has ordered the release of an opposition leader and 18 other political prisoners. The release order comes just days after President Yahya Jammeh lost an election and agreed to step aside. A Greek court has ruled against the extradition of three Turkish soldiers accused of involvement in July's failed coup. The three soldiers, part of a group of eight who fled to Greece, have denied the allegations. Turkey's president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, has engaged in a crackdown on journalists, academics, military, and government employees, accusing them of participating in the July coup attempt. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA. R&B.